Welcome. My name is Jennifer Ray, and in today's audio meditation, we'll be focusing on calming and soothing the nervous system in order to support what we call Vata dosha in the Ayurvedic medical system. To begin, make sure that you're really comfortable. You could lie on your yoga mat. Ensure that you feel very held and supported. Maybe placing a folded blanket or a cushion or a yoga bolster underneath your knees. You could also place a blanket over your body and ensure that you are warm. As I mentioned in today's practice, we're going to be focusing on supporting and balancing Vata dosha. Vata dosha is one of three doshas in the body. The doshas are combinations of elements according to Ayurvedic philosophy and medicine. Vata is a combination of space and air. Sometimes we call space ether as well. So this combination of space and air creates certain characteristics or qualities. The qualities associated with Vata are dryness, lightness, coldness, roughness, subtlety, mobility, and clarity. Now, due to these qualities, Vata has many important functions in the body and mind. It helps us to be sensitive and enthusiastic, to be quick thinking, to be creative. It also aids in the body's circulation, respiration, and even communication between cells and systems. However, Vata can also be out of balance. And when this happens, we may experience different kinds of food sensitivities, dry skin, restlessness, maybe a sense of feeling spacey, irregular digestion, gas, joint pain, even a sensitivity to cold. Now, this imbalance of Vata can occur for many reasons. In the winter time and in the autumn time, cold and wind can really aggravate Vata imbalances. And so during this time of year, it can be really helpful to have a practice of calming any imbalance in the Vata dosha that we may have. In particular, Vata needs a kind of warmth, a deep nourishment, and a sense of routine and calming. And so in today's practice, we're going to particularly focus on these qualities, a sense of calming and grounding in order to support Vata. So take a moment as you arrive to lay your body down, to settle in and get comfortable. As you arrive, allow your body to simply sink and settle. As I mentioned, the Vata dosha contributes to communication in the body and movement in the body. So you could just start here by observing any small movements that you can sense in the body. Maybe you feel the breath moving. Perhaps there is still a little sort of nervousness or anxious movement in the limbs. Maybe you feel the movement of blood or fluid through the tissues. As you observe this movement in the body, maybe you also notice movements in the mind. If the mind is quite restless or anxious or busy, just notice those qualities for a moment. All of this movement is Vata. This elemental energy of air and space. Nothing inherently wrong with these energies. We just need to create balance. And so when these qualities of air and space increase, they can create imbalance. So here, taking our first moments to breathe and continue to allow your physical structure to release. Feel the heaviness of your body on the floor or on your props. Invite your bones to drop and settle. And observe here the places that the body contacts the floor. In particular, observe the outer sheathing of your body, the outer layer, the skin, and the places that the skin is contacting the floor, contacting your clothing. Notice the way the skin contacts the outer world. Take note of this barrier between you and the external world. The skin is associated with Vata because it represents a kind of subtlety, for one. Perhaps noticing the subtle brush of air on the skin, the movement of clothing, any sense of temperature on the skin, cool or warm. And from here, draw your awareness deeper inside. Perhaps noticing the deeper or larger structures of the body, the organs, the bones, the muscles. Feel these heavier or denser qualities of the body. And as you rest your attention on these structures, invite the structures to release and drop towards the earth. To counterbalance the light and subtle qualities of Vata dosha, we must emphasize the qualities of heaviness, density, warmth. So just feeling here this sense of grounding. This connection of the body and the heaviness of the structures of the body. And from here, bring your awareness to your breath. Feel the brush of breath entering and exiting the body through the nostrils. After a few cycles of breath without manipulation, you can begin to very gently encourage the breath to deepen and lengthen. In particular, pay attention to the exhale phase of the movement. With every exhale, allow the body to drop a little bit more, just feeling once again that sense of grounding and stability as you exhale, releasing muscles, releasing bones, releasing organs. From here, I'll guide you in a short practice of lengthening the exhale. I'll guide you with a count of 4 on the inhale and a count of 6 on the exhale. But you can always alter that counting based on your preference and what is available for you. So let's go ahead and take a deep inhale through the nose. And open your mouth and release. Deep exhale. And then closing the mouth, and we'll count for 1, 2, 3, 4. And then exhaling through nose for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale through nose, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep going like that, inhaling for 4. And gently, softly exhaling for 6. With every exhale, softening body, softening breath, never force. Good. And then finishing the one you're on there. And slowly returning your attention to the unmanipulated breath. Allow any control to release. Return to your natural breath. Just a few cycles of inhale and exhale through the nose. Once again, connecting to the whole body, grounded, feeling this sense of stability as you connect to the floor, your props, slow, soft, steady breath. And that concludes our short meditation to pacify Vata dosha and to calm the nervous system. I hope you enjoyed the practice.